working on him. So I think if I can ever get just to talk to him, just me and him, I believe we can have a conversation about the Lord. I think he's about ready. So pray for him. Pray God just touch him and help him. Continue to remember Kim Wiggins. He's still over in the hospital, and they're still working on him. You've been over a week today. They went in, took a part of his foot off, and they had to go in and get that bone spur. And they sent it off. They think that bone spur, they think he may have infection in his bones. So please pray for him. They're supposed to know something today. He was supposed to let me know if they found out. And when I left over at 10 o'clock this morning, he still didn't know. So he hadn't called me or anything. So pray for him that God will help him and heal him. But they're burning his veins up because they got him on two of the strongest antibiotics you can give. And they burnt the veins started burning, so they had to take them out and get some new veins. And they say if he's got infection in his bones, that they'll have to keep him on those for 2 weeks, two more weeks. So please pray for him. God'll just touch him. But they say his kidneys and stuff are functioning better now, and all that's working better. So just pray God'll just continue to help him, give him that he needs, to encourage him and give him day by day the strength that he needs to carry on for the glory of God. Amen. We know God's able. We know he's willing if we are. Amen. So let's just pray that God will just touch him in a mighty way where he's at. If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Romans chapter 3. Just had a thought on our heart tonight we want to share with you. My wife looks at me and grins. I told her, I said, all I've got is a couple of verses I had wrote down on this little piece of paper. She said, I didn't bring a snack. Amen. Amen. But we do appreciate the Lord and what he's doing. I talked to several people this week about some different things. And, God's wanting to move. God's wanting to do a mighty thing in his people, and we're seeing it. Everywhere there's people that's willing, everywhere people that's desiring things of God, they're getting filled to overflowing. Amen. They're getting the good stuff from God, from the throne of grace, getting over in that place of milk and honey. Amen. But I believe we've got to want it. I believe we've got to look for it in the last day. And I believe, he said, when we find it, when we seek it early. And I believe we need to be seeking. I think we've been distracted by the things of this world. Amen. But God. Romans chapter 3, if you have your place, stand with honor to reading God's Word. I want to look at verse 10. I want to skip around here a little bit because we don't need to read all this. But I want to get what I need, what God wants us to have. Romans 3 and verse 10, the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Verse 20, it says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Amen. To declare, I say, that at this time, his righteousness, that he may be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. We praise you for the reading of your word. God, we ask you to help us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sweet presence, God, that meets us here. And Lord, we never stop to praise you for that and give you the glory that you deserve. Because we love you and we thank you for just showing up and helping us, God, like you do. God, we thank you for this precious, precious word of truth. God, it speaks to us, Lord, in the volume of the book. Oh, God, it's written just for us, just for me, oh, God. And Lord, to speak to my heart, to draw me closer to you and to that glorious day you're appearing, God, and as I might see you more and more until I get there. God, I pray now, Lord, that you touch, bring all these objects, Lord, touch these that's sick and afflicted. God, I pray that you'd bless your word. God, I pray that you'd bless this body of believers that's come together tonight. God, I pray that you'd give us that, each and every one individually, that we stand in need of, and help us, God, to realize where we are and where you'd like for us to be. God, I pray now, Lord, you touch. God, give us clarity of thought and clarity of speech. God, I pray, Lord, you touch these old stammering lips. God, I pray you'd help us not to say anything to hurt somebody that you died for, but God, it all might be edified and uplifted tonight in the house of the Lord. And Lord, we'll bow our heads. God, we'll praise you. We'll thank you. And we'll give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for all that we do and all that you give us ahead of time. And thank you and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. I will preach just a few minutes tonight on this thought. Righteousness just feels so right. Amen. Righteousness just feels so right. I was thinking about this week, and I said, I've talked to several people this week at different times, just at opportune time, and I'm talking about how as we're going along in this world, it seems like we're so caught up that we're missing something, that something's being left out. And I know what it is. What's being left out in this world is righteousness. Amen. We're going along and we're trying to please so many people in so many different places that we forget about the righteousness of God. Amen. And it's never, as we've always said, it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right right now. Amen. Amen. And it blesses the heart of God, amen, when we do. And we see this here in the writing. He says it written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So God tells us right there, there's no righteousness. There's none righteous. He says there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. That's why we don't have the righteousness. We're not seeking after God. Could you imagine tonight if we started seeking after the things of God like we seek after everything else? Use Brother Rex for an example. He makes a good example. If Brother Rex would decide in his heart and his mind that he's going to seek God like he does opportunities to work on roofs. Amen. And when he seeks it, full force with expectation of getting it, amen, so that it can advance him and move him along. But I wonder how much time we really spend in righteousness, the righteousness of God. He said, there's none righteous. He said, the reason they're not is because we're not seeking the knowledge of God, seeking to be closer to him, seeking to know more about him. And he said, it takes putting a little bit of effort into it to get the full effect. Amen. And when we start seeking God, seeking his righteousness, amen, he begins to make us righteous, begins to give us of his righteousness. He said, they're all gone out of the way. In other words, they've missed the mark. And they are all altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Amen. So there's none that's doing good in the eyes of God. God looks down at every one of us, me included, and he said, you know what? You could do better. If we could hold ourselves to a higher standard, a higher expectation, because down at the job place and things, down at school and everywhere else, we try to set a little higher standard. We try to do a little bit better. Amen. I wonder if God put us on, I thought about this today. I wonder if God put us on a graded system and said, look, at the end of the day, you're going to get an A, B, C, D, or an F. I wonder what that would do to our Christian life. I wonder how that would motivate us to know that come the end of the day, if we're seeking the righteous God and trying to do it, amen, we'd get a grade and we'd be shooting for that A, wouldn't we? Because I don't know about you, but in the book of life, I don't want God to be putting an F down there on my grade. Amen? But if I'm seeking the Word of God, praise God, I'm seeking the will of God, seeking the way of God, amen, I'm going to be desiring to get an A. I want that high grade. See, when I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I don't want to have to go down through a big old list to get to where I can get start seeing some good. Amen. I don't have to read off a list of bad stuff for 3 or 4 days, Brother Dean, before he finally gets to that good side, the good sheet. Amen. I want to have some A's on there, praise God. He said, yeah, today you done good today, but yesterday you done real well. And you know what I'm saying? Amen. To seek to do right. He said, there's none that really seek to do right. There's none of us that's really looking for a high grade. Amen? So if we'd start thinking of our Christian life as a grade, and at the end of the day say, you know what kind of grade? Well, what kind of grade today the Lord would give me? And maybe you did something, you say, well, you know what? Probably got about a D-. Huh? Just sliding under the wire. Amen. But trying to do things. Amen. And there's a lot of people that I think are content. But the sad part, they're content to do that. They're content to just squeeze through, just to slide by. Amen. To realize, say, you know, well, God loves me, keeps me, you know, all that good stuff. Sure He does. But when we do right, I'm telling you, it just feels so good. We ought to just do it all the time. Amen. And the more you do it, the better it feels. Amen. The righteousness of God. He said, therefore, the deeds of the law, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So we have the law there that's a list of do's and do nots. Amen? And we try to grade ourselves by that scale, but if we don't grade ourselves by that scale, we grade ourselves by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we ain't careful, we get into a state of easy believing. Well, you know, I'm just going to trust in the Lord, amen, and I'm just going to go do what I want to do, live the way I want to live, praise God, and the Lord's got this, and everything's going to be okay. I want to say that's wrong. Amen. God expects us, He commands us to seek to do right. He commands us to be holy. Amen. To set ourselves out to be holy unto God. To try to do those things, that's pleasing to Him. He said, as a child of God, He expects you to be in a higher standard and to a different place from that to those that's lost way down here that don't know. We're supposed to be a light on a candlestick, praise God, to them. We're supposed to be shining down on them so they can see what's right and what's the right way to walk and what's the right way to live, how to act and how to react, praise God, according to the will of God. Amen. So we ought to seek rightness because it feels so good. Amen. When somebody comes along and says, boy, I've been watching your life and boy, you've been doing good. I'm proud of you. Amen. Just pray for me. Maybe I can get in there and go like you are. And what a blessing that'd be. But you know what? If one or two of us got somebody, followers, watchers like that, it wouldn't be long, praise God, the house would be full. Amen. People start looking for the things of God. They'd be desiring that righteousness. But we go around and we go around with the pooch mouth and we wonder why there's not folks getting in. Amen. Well, I got to get up and go to church again. No, you get to go. What a blessing. Amen. I was talking to Brother Kim today and he's so disappointed. He said, I was wanting to be able to come to church on Easter Sunday. He said, I always enjoy it so much. He's going to be in the hospital. Amen. We take so much for granted, don't we? Amen. We take it for granted that we're able to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to take it for granted. Praise God. But he goes on in verse 21. He says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Amen. He says, so now the righteousness of God is manifested. And he said, it's manifested without the law. What's our example? The Lord Jesus Christ. He was perfect in every way. Amen. He's a perfect man, and He's perfect God. Yes, amen. Manifest Himself to us that we might see Him, and being witnessed by the law and the prophets. He said, those folks that was telling it, praise God, was pointing us to Jesus. Praise the Lord. The witness that we heard, praise God, was telling us about Jesus. And amen, that's the way it ought to be now. People that's right with God, because righteousness just feels good. Amen. I like when I'm trying my best to do right. And what I'm doing lines up with what God says is right. But now when I miss the mark, it don't feel good. Amen. But boy, it feels good when I'm living right. You know, preacher, do you ever live wrong? Hey, I'm not perfect. Some days I don't do as good as I do on other days. But I get up every morning, I say, Lord, what would you have me to do today? Lord, I need you to help me today. Because I'm perfect, I'm not messed up. That's when a minute my feet's going to hit the floor, and I need all the help I can get. Amen? And that's the same way with all of us. We're all apt to sin. He said, there's none that doeth good. He said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've sinned. We've missed the mark. We've transgressed. That means we've transgressed the law of God. Amen? God says there's a line and a sand that He's drawn. He said, and you've crossed the line. You've missed the mark. So we got to be careful. Amen? But he goes on in verse 22. Now watch this. said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. So he's talking about the righteousness of God. Amen. So what he's going now, he's going past our righteousness to his righteousness. Amen. I'm glad I've got his righteousness and not my righteousness. He said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all. Amen. Them that believe. So we have this. It's fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. The righteousness of God is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. He is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. So we come into righteousness through him. But I'm afraid our faith is weak because we don't think that he can take us on. We get to a point, we get in, and we don't think he can take us from there. But I got news flash. Praise God, God take you all the way into glory if we'll let him. That's what he's wanting to do. He's wanting to deliver us safe over on yonder shore. That's what he tells us about, the righteousness of God. Look at Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, he says in verse 1, he said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So Paul says his desire for Israel is they'd be saved. See, our desire for everybody around us, all our families, our loved ones, is that they be saved. Because if they're not saved, they miss heaven. They've missed it all. Amen. We can be perfect parents. We can be good parents. But if our children miss heaven, we failed. Amen. We failed miserably if our children miss heaven. If our mamas, dads, our brothers, sisters, if they miss heaven, we failed. He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Amen. He said, they've got a zeal, but they've missed the mark in their zeal. Amen. See, they're not pointing in the right direction. They've got all these things that they're doing. These extracurricular things that they're doing, praise God, to try to be godly and Christ-like, but they're missing the mark. The truth of the Spirit is not there. They're getting everything but the truth. We've about got religion down to a program. And I don't know if you noticed, now here lately I've been throwing the devil some curves. Because we get in a rut and we start coming in, we just go through a form of a ceremony. Amen. And we get in the format, we come in, center, and bless God, we can go through it and never blink eye and never think about God. We've got it all down. It's just a routine. Kind of like brush your teeth, comb your hair. Amen. Your mind can be a million miles away and you can still get it done. That's what church has become for a whole lot of people. There's no righteousness in us, praise God. No desire for God. He said they had a zeal, but they didn't have the knowledge. Amen. He said that's looking in the wrong place and going in the wrong directions. I'm afraid that's what's happening in the world today. Amen. We've got a zeal, but we're going in the wrong direction with our zeal. And we get caught up and there's so many things that sidetrack us. And it don't take very much. Amen. We've got a whole society of youngins that don't know how to do nothing but this. Amen. Sometimes I think it'd be blessed. My phone messed up the other day now, and now when I do my text message, I don't have a space bar. That makes it difficult. So I got to go over to the letter side, space it, go back to the number side, space it, go back to the letter side to start another word. Got to go get it looked at. But I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people that's kind of in the same predicament. Amen. We got it. There's something in our life that's missing. Amen. It's not getting the right space in where it needs to be. Amen. Hey, and you got to be careful. No matter what you're liable to say. Amen. No matter where you're liable to go when you get the flipping back and forth. I was a texting the other day, and it was five or six people I was talking to at one time. They had prayer requests and some things they wanted me to. They were asking me about, and another person had a place in the Bible, and I was a texting them back and answering them. And George says, "What in the world are you doing?" He said, "Your phone's going crazy." I said, "I'm texting about five or six people at the same time." He said, "You better be careful who you send what." Amen. I wouldn't want to try that with my space bar missing. No telling what I might send to who. But if we ain't careful, that's the way we run in our Christian life. We get to running with this thing and make it with the knowledge of zeal, but praise God, we don't have the information. We don't have the ability to get where we need to be. And we can't get there without God. Amen? He said, for they being ignorant, verse 3, of God's righteousness. Now watch this. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. What are we today? Don't that sound like a whole lot of us? If we ain't very careful, we start trying to establish our own righteousness instead of just trusting in the righteousness of God. He said, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Right there's the problem. Right there's the problem. They're trying to work out their own righteousness. See, that's what Adam and Eve did. Remember when they messed up in the garden? They messed up in the garden. They realized they had sinned. They had done eat that forbidden fruit. Eve did, and she gave it to Adam, and he did eat. Amen? And then before you know it, here they looked around, and they go, huh, you're naked. She said, huh, you're naked too. So then they run off, and they hid from God. They hid from God, and they begin to meditate on things. They said, well, what we got to do? We got to fix this thing. So they took fig leaves, and they sewed them together and made them some aprons. Amen? You know what they was trying to do? Just exactly what we try to do. They were trying to manufacture righteousness. They were manufacturing something to cover up their sin. If we ain't careful, we do the same thing. But we call it righteousness. But our righteousness is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. The life He lived, the death He died, praise God, and the resurrection, praise God, did. And He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us, praise God. And when we mess up, He'll speak to our heart through the Holy Spirit of God. He said, I'll send that comforter. You don't need to be comfortless. You don't have to worry about being without a comforter. I'm going to give you a comforter. Hey, He'll be with you, and He'll be in you. And every time you have a question about righteousness, amen, the Holy Spirit of God will show you the right answer. Amen. You just turn and say, Lord Jesus, help me. Amen. And the answer will be there. Praise God. He said, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Amen. So He said, Christ is the end of the law. The law's gone. We're not being judged by law, praise God. We're being judged by righteousness. The righteousness of Christ Jesus, our Savior. And we can live right today, praise God, because He did. And what we have to do is, Brother Rex, put all our trust in Jesus. Amen. Every fiber of our bodies, praise God, every zeal that we have for Godwardness on the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting and believing on Him and adhering to Him. Listening to Him, amen, so that He might speak to our hearts and give us that'll encourage us along the way. So we see this thing play as it's played out here in the Romans, and He said righteousness just feels good. And it does when we're doing it right. Amen? It's right, it's imputed to the believer. Amen. When the record of the believer... Amen. Did you know there's a record that when you became a believer? Amen. You believe that? Amen. Amen. You better. It's book. It's Bible. There's a record of our believing when we believe. The very moment of faith, when we had our faith in the... But if why do we have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ when we come get saved, but we don't have faith in Him after we're saved? Is our faith weak? Huh? Or is it that we're just trying to manufacture righteousness so that we can live up to what we think faith ought to be? Hello? Amen? What we got to do is live our faith through Christ Jesus, our Savior, who is our righteousness. So the moment that we become a believer, amen, the very moment where we come in faith, trusting the death, burial, and the resurrection, that Jesus died for me, I believe with all my heart He did. Amen. Amen. I believe He lived. I believe He died. I believe He got up on that third morning. Amen. And I believe He's sitting. I believe He rose up into heaven, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father tonight. Yes, sitting on the throne of grace, praise God, mercy. He's there for us. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. I'm glad He did. I'm glad He is. Amen. It's not a has-been. It was, but praise God, it is. He is sitting there at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. So righteousness feels good when we know that. when we believe it, amen, and not in our head, but in our heart. I've said many times, I think we're missing it 16 inches. We get it in our head, amen, we know what's right. They said they had a zeal, but they lacked knowledge. They had a zeal, they knew what they thought was right, but they said, it's what God says is right, and that righteousness is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. So He said it's imputed to us, praise God, that when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It kind of reminds me of this story over here in Romans chapter 4. When it's talking about old Father Abraham. Old Father Abraham came in faith believing. Amen. It wasn't of works that he had done, but praise God, it was just faith. And it says in let me just show you, verse 17. It says, as is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So said he said, who against hope believed in hope. See, Abraham had hope, praise God. He had hope in his heart that he'd be able to produce an offspring to become an inheritance in the land. Amen. But he said that who against hope believed in hope. That's faith that he, in other words, he got faith to believe with the expectation, praise God, that this thing was going to come to pass. See, I've got enough faith today in righteousness, glory be to God, to realize that one day everything the Lord's told me is coming to pass, and one day I'm going to be with Him in heaven. And it's going to get better farther on. Amen. Praise God. We're going to lose this old body of flesh. We're going to lose this old veil of tears. And we're going to go be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. He goes on and says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now watch this. Sarah's way past childbearing age. Abraham's almost 100 years old, but he's still holding on to hope. One day the angel of the Lord shows up and he says, hey, Abraham, Sarah's going to be with child this time next year, this season, praise God. She's going to have a child. You know what Sarah did? She died. You know, yeah, right. Amen. But said he didn't stagger. Said Abraham didn't stagger. He said because he believed and stayed. He said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I believe Abraham said, well, glory be to God. He said, youngins, let's have a breakout celebration. Amen. Glory be to God. There's going to be a man child, glory to God, this time next year. But now everybody around him looked at him and said, well, you old fool. You ain't got good sense. Look at your wife. She's in there getting old and feeble. Can't have no children. And look at you. You're almost 100 years old. Crazy thing. But ain't that the way the world looks at us? Huh? Ain't that the way? When we trust in the righteousness of God, amen, try to live a virtuous life, try to live right, praise God, the world looks at us, oh, you crazy thing. What do you think you're doing? And what do you got hopes for? Amen. Glory be to God. I got hopes for seeing my Lord Jesus. Amen. I got hopes of glory. And he said, Abraham, praise God, even though he, this old flesh said, no, you can't, praise God, God done told him, said, yes, you can. Amen. And he just stepped out in faith, praise God. And the old devil, he'll show up every time we look around and he'll say, well, you can't do that. Don't worry about that. You can't do that. Praise God. But I want to say, God says, yes, you can. Amen. God, he said, I'll empower you. I'll give you the power, amen, to be able to do anything I want you to do. Amen. And you'll be a success. Praise the Lord. But he said, stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief, but with strong in faith, giving God glory to God. And being fully persuaded. See, that's what we lack, isn't it? We lack being fully persuaded. I think a whole lot of us is, and I'm talking about our righteousness, because it just feels good to be right. Amen. To just come to a point and say, well, you know, I believe, you know, one day in a little while, I'm going to go, you know, to be with the Lord. And boy, what a thing, time it's going to be. But boy, I don't want to go right now. Of course, none of us do. None of us, we won't live as long as we can. Amen. But praise God, we've got a blessed hope. And he said, I was fully persuaded. He said, Lord, whatever your will is, amen, glory be to God. Amen. If he wants to take me today, he wants to take me tomorrow, next week, next year, glory to God. Amen. I'm just going to keep praising him while I can. Amen. Lifting up his name, giving him glory. And when he finally says, that's enough, he'll come get me, scoop me out of here, and take me to be with him. Hey, glory to God. And what a blessing that'll be. He said, I'm fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore, it was what? Imputed to him for righteousness. Not that it was written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed. That means to be put on account. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the righteousness imputed. Put on our record, praise God, that we're righteous with the Lord. And so God, what takes place is that when we're converted, amen, then he said we're converted by justification. God Almighty does the justify. In other words, he's that justice that's sitting on the bench. Amen. If you look at verse 25, it says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood he shed on Calvary, faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Because he's long suffering, because he's holding back and didn't just knock us in the head like he ought to. Amen. Okay. My son teaching Mia that little bunny foo foo song. Little bunny foo foo running through the forest, picking up field mice, bashing them on the head. Amen. And he told him, listen, if you keep doing that, said, I'm going to turn you into an ugly old goon. Well, little bunny foo-foo running through the forest, picked up a field mice, bashing on the head. He kept doing it. He said, listen, if you continue to do that, I'm going to turn you into an ugly goon. I mean, just as clear as you can be, this is what's going to happen. He runs through the forest, picked up field mice, bashing on the head. Boom, turns him into an ugly goon. Theme of the story, hair today, goon tomorrow. Amen. But that's who we are. We're here today, and we're gone tomorrow. And the righteousness that we have is right here today. Amen. And it's with the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in him, amen, that he might manifest himself. You'll remember this forever. Yeah, he would manifest himself in us, praise God, because we're just here for a little while. Amen. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, through that death, he had to be in a perpetuation for our sin. Amen. The redemption to deliver us by cross. He paid the price for it. He paid in full our sin debt. We came before God. He was that propitiation, amen, that sacrifice through faith in his blood. That's how we come and to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. He said that sin that was past, those sins we committed, amen, he said they're gone. Now we got to stand, our righteousness will stand from now on. Our present and our future. And sometimes if we can get careful, we get caught up in easy believism. Say, well, my past sins, my present sins, and my future sins are all covered, praise God. So I just live like the devil, amen, float off into glory one day. I won't say somebody with that mindset ain't ever been saved. You ain't ever realized that a darling, loving Savior died for your sins according to the Scriptures. And he got up, praise God, because God said so. And he rose up to sit at the right hand of the Father to make it as an intercessor for us. Amen. And so when we realize, praise God, that God Almighty is setting this thing up and he's taking those sins that we had, getting rid of them, amen, casting them in the sea of forgetfulness, praise God. How does he do that? Because he is that justifier. He's verse 26. Now watch this. This is where it comes in. He said, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, through God Almighty, that he might be just. There's the justice sitting on a court, a judge with a gavel. Amen. The final decision, the final say-so. Amen. It's all laid on the line. Amen. He's nobody else got any. I mean, the devil's done brought a railing accusation. The Lord Jesus Christ has done shed His blood. Praise God. The old sinner, praise God, he's denied and rejected the devil. He's come over the Lord's side and he's pleaded the blood. Amen. Pleaded the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on his old sorry soul. But he said that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen. So he said the judge is there. And when you're converted, it's just as if you're standing in sight of the judge, and the judge looks at you, praise God, and the blood has been applied. And when he looks at your life, the judge, all he sees is the righteousness of Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. The only thing he sees, praise God, is that cleansing blood of the Lord. Amen. It's been applied to your life. And if we miss the blood, praise God, we miss it all. Amen. We're made righteous by the justifier, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Through what He has done for us, for His glory. It said in verse 24, being justified freely by His grace. Amen. That unmerited favor of God. The judge looked at us, and amen, we were guilty as sin. We were guilty of sin. But when He looked at us, He seen the blood had been applied. And He said, I see no fault in Him. Amen. He sees us as He sees His own dearly beloved Son. Amen. Justified before the Lord God of glory. Amen. A justification, a judicial decree of God is done brought down. It's done. The final word has been said on your behalf. Amen. So why? Because righteousness feels so good. Amen. We ought to just bask in the righteousness of God. Because it just feels so good. So we see the justifying power of God. Just as God declares the sinner righteous. Amen. Praise God. Just because He can. The one that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You see that back over in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Those that were enemies of God. Amen. Ain't that what Ephesians says? That we were enemies of God. Alienated from God. But here he said, because the Lord Jesus Christ, we've been justified. The judge, the justifier, has smacked the gavel. And he said, I find no fault in Him. He said, because of your faith. Praise God. He said, you've been justified. And we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have all the way from salvation through justification. But look at verse 2. He brings us into sanctification. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein, what? We stand. There's our sanctification. Amen. He's brought us full circle, brought us in there. Amen. Saved us. Justified us, praise God, and sanctifying us, praise God. Here in Romans 5, 1 and 2, we went from being lost to saved to justified, amen, to be sanctified in the sight of the Lord. And into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What about that? Amen. What about that? We stand and rejoice in the grace and in the glory of God, not in our glory, but in hope of the glory of God. Amen. For His glory, for God's glory, we become His glory. Praise God. So we see what takes place in a child of King, a child that's been born again. Amen. Justified, sanctified. Praise God. And we realize it's all because righteousness just feels so good. Amen. There's nothing. I mean, I've rejoiced. I don't know about you. I've rejoiced all week in our service Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday at the nursing home, Sunday night, praise God. Just rejoiced in the Lord.